Cadem knelt behind a fallen log beside a rain-swollen rill of sweet water. He had laid the musket over the top of the log, with his turban folded in a cushion beneath it. Without this padding, the weapon might bounce off the hardwood log at the discharge and the shot fly wide. The musket was one of those that they had taken from the powder magazine in the Revenge. Rashud had only managed to steal 4 small powder bags. The mighty rainstorm that had drenched them for a day and a night had also soaked and caked most of the powder that remained. Cadem had crumbled and sorted the damaged remnants with his fingers, but in the end he had only been able to retrieve a single bag of the precious stuff. To conserve what remained, he had used only half a measure to charge the musket. Through the riverine bush he watched a small herd of impala antelope feeding. They were the first game he had seen since the locust swarms had passed. They were nibbling the sprigs of new green growth that the rains had brought forth. Cadem picked out one of the rams from the herd, a velvety brown creature with lyre-shaped horns. He was an expert musketeer, but his weapon was half-charged, and he had loaded only a few lead pellets of goose shot on top of the powder. For these to be effective, he had to let the animal come in close. His moment came, and Cadem fired. Through the whirling cloud of gun smoke, he saw the ram stagger, and then, bleating pitifully, it tottered in a circle, with its front leg dangling from the shattered shoulder. Cadem dropped the musket and darted forward with the cutlass in his hand. He stunned the ram with a blow of the heavy brass pommel, then rolled it over swiftly and slit its throat while it still lived. "In God's name!" He blessed it, and the flesh was halal, no longer profane, fit to be eaten by believers. He whistled softly, and his 3 followers came up the bank of the rill, from where they had hidden. Swiftly they butchered the carcass, then roasted strips of the meat from either side of the spine over the small fire Cadem allowed them to build. As soon as the meat was cooked, he ordered them to extinguish it. Even in this vast, uninhabited wilderness, he was always careful to remain hidden. This was a part of his desert training, where almost every tribe was in a blood feud with all its neighbours. They ate quickly and sparingly, then rolled the remaining cold-cooked meat in their turbans, draped them over their shoulders, and knotted them round their waists. "In God's name, we go on," Cadem stood up, and led his 3 followers along the bank of the stream. It cut through a steep, rugged barrier of hills. By now their robes were stained and their hems so tattered that they seemed to have been nibbled away by rats, barely covering their knees. They had made sandals for themselves from the hides of game they had killed before the locusts came. The ground was harsh and stony underfoot. There were areas carpeted with the 3-pointed devil thorns, which always presented one of their spikes uppermost. The auger points could pierce even the most leathery sole to the bone. By now the rains had repaired most of the damage wrecked by the locust swarms. However, they had no horses, and they had travelled hard on foot, from before dawn until sunset each day. Cadem had decided that they must head northwards and try to reach one of the coastal Omani trading centres beyond the Pongola River before their powder ran out. They were still 1,000 leagues or more short of their goal. They halted again at midday, for even these indefatigable travellers must stop to pray at the appointed times. They had no prayer mats with them, but Cadem estimated the direction of Mecca from the position of the noon sun, and they prostrated themselves on the rugged earth. Cadem led the prayers. They affirmed that God was one, and Muhammad his last true prophet. They asked no boon or favour in return for their faith. When their worship was completed in the pure, strict form, they squatted in the shade and ate a little more of the cold roasted venison. Cadem led the quiet conversation, then instructed them in religious and philosophical matters. At last he glanced up at the sun again. "In God's name, let us continue the journey." They rose and girded themselves, then froze together as they heard, faint but unmistakable, the sound of musket fire.
"Men, civilized men with muskets and powder," Cadem whispered. "To have ventured this far inland, they must have horses. All the things we need to save ourselves from perishing in this dreadful place."
The gunfire came again. He cocked his head and slitted his wild eyes as he tried to pinpoint the source of the sound. He turned in that direction.
"Follow me. Move like the wind, swift and unseen," he said. "They must not know we are here."
In the middle of that afternoon, Cadum found the spoor of many horses moving towards the northeast. The hooves were shod with steel and had left clear prints in the rain-damp earth. They followed them at a trot across the plains, which danced and wavered with mirage. In the late afternoon they saw the dark smear of smoke from a campfire ahead. They went forward more cautiously. In the gathering dusk they could make out the twinkle of red flames below the smoke. Closer still, Cadem saw the shapes of men moving in front of the fire. Then the wind of the day faded away and the night breeze puffed from another direction. Cadem sniffed the air and caught the unmistakable ammoniac tang.
"Horses," he whispered with excitement.